This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Democratic impeachment managers are wrapping up their opening presentations in the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
In the final hours of the prosecution's case, Diana DeGette says the insurrectionists said so themselves.
They said they came here because the president instructed them to do so.
Showing videos of rioters inside the Capitol.
We love you, bro. No, he'll be happy. What do you mean? We're fighting for Trump.
Prosecutors say it continued a pattern of Trump urging and then celebrating violence over several years, culminating with his call to fight like hell. His lawyers will argue that was a figure of speech protected by the Constitution. They're expected to start and end their case tomorrow, though it's unclear when the Senate might vote. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union and the World Health Organization on Thursday said they would spend 40 million euros over 3 years to ensure better access to COVID vaccines in former Soviet republics. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluge, told a virtual news briefing on Thursday that Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine will benefit from the initiative, which focuses on readiness, information campaigns, supplies, and health worker training.
At this point, the overwhelming majority of European countries remain vulnerable. Right now, it's a thin line between the hope of a vaccine and a false sense of security.
Kluge said while the variant was of particular concern, it was not yet widespread in the region, but needs to be monitored carefully.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News. Myanmar's ethnic minorities have joined in the enthusiastic protests against the junta that took over the government last week. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Tens of thousands of protesters, if not more, have marched daily in Yangon and Mandalay, the country's biggest cities. Buddhist monks and Catholic clergy have been visible, as have LGBTQ contingents behind rainbow flags. The resistance to the coup received a major boost from abroad from President Joe Biden, who ordered new sanctions and promised more measures to come. President Biden urged the junta to respect the will of the people and reinstate the elected government. Large rallies have also been taking place in the capital, Naypyidaw, and many other cities and towns. I'm Karen Chamas.
The president of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics Organizing Committee, Yoshiro Mori, will resign over a sexist remark that sparked an outcry. Reuters' Brian Wood has details.
Yoshiro Mori's stepping down raises new doubts over the viability of holding the Games later this year. While leading an Olympic Committee board meeting earlier this month, the former Japanese prime minister had said that women talk too much, setting off a storm of criticism at home and abroad. Mori retracted his comments quickly after, saying it was inappropriate and against the Olympic spirit. But when pressed on whether he thought women talked too much, he said, "I don't listen to women that much lately, so I don't know." Local media reported earlier that Mori is likely to express his intent to resign on Friday, when Olympics board members are meeting to discuss his sexist remarks.
That's Reuters' Brian Wood. The number of Americans filing for unemployment fell slightly last week, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
While first-time claims for jobless benefits were down at 793,000, they remain evidence job cuts remain high. The Labor Department report also revised its numbers from a week ago upward, now showing 812,000 applied for benefits. Before coronavirus infections erupted in the U.S. last March, weekly applications for jobless aid had never topped 700,000, even during the Great Recession. Nearly 10 million jobs remain lost to the pandemic. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Lucasfilm says Gina Carano is no longer a part of the Mandalorian cast after many online called for her firing over a social media post that likened the experience of Jews during the Holocaust to the U.S. political climate. Carano fell under heavy criticism after she posted that Jews were beaten in the streets not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.